Let's do the next parak. Lamed Vavam Beis is a new parak. Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai Oimrim. Beis Shammai says, Kol anisonim al mizbeach achitzoin shenosan b'maton ha'achas kipel. Uvechatos shtei matonos. Beis Shammai says that anything which has to be zrika has to be done on the mizbeach achitzoin, the outside mizbeach. So even though you're supposed to do shtayim shehein arba, but nosan b'maton ha'achas kipel. That if you did it in one matona, in other words, zrika achas, you made one throw, one zrika, one hazor, one sprinkling, that's a kapara, that's ready good enough. Ubechatos shtei matonos. And chatos, you need two matonos. The Gemara actually learns from a pasuk that you need two matonos for a chatos. It's ma'akev b'di'eved, you need to have two chatos, two hazois, that's the way Beis Shammai learns. Beis Hillel says no. Av chatos shenosnu matona achas kipel. Even a chatos that you sprinkle in one shot is also mechaper, learns it from a pasuk as well. Lefikach, therefore, im nosen es rishayne ketikna ves hashni achutz es mano kipel. If you did the first one right, and then the second zrika, the second hazor, you did chutz es mano with bigol, it's already kipel. It's already kapara. Why? Because since you did the first one right, so who cares you did the second one pigul? According to Beis Hillel, you're ready yaitzed and zrika sadam, even by a chatas, and hence you cannot make pigul. Obviously, if imnosanus is shayna chutzes mano, vetsa shniya chutzim kaimo, pigul v'chayovin alav kores. If, however, you did the first one chutzes mano, and then you finished up the second one chutzim kaimo, so we know that chutzim kaimo is not moitzim midei pigul, machshava is in other words, chutzim kaimu, chutzim mano, are both considered the same type of machshava, and therefore it's pigul v'chayoban al v'chores. That's regarding a regular chatos, machlek is Beishamai Beisilu. Beishamai says you need two, Beisilu says one is enough. Next part. Kol anisonin ala mizbeach hapnimi, all the chatois which are sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, par helem dovo shal tzibur, par, what's that called, the chatas of the nasi, all the chatois, the par and the soyer on Yom HaKippurim, all the chatois that are sprinkled on the mizbeach hapnimi, shem chisa achas min hamatonos, ki'ilu lekipel. There you have to do all of them. How many you have to do? What's being done on the mizbeach hapnimi? Anybody knows? How many? Four. Right? You have to hit all four kronos, all four sides. So therefore, all the mizbeach hapnimi chatois, kol anisonim al mizbeach hapnimi, shim ichis achas min hamatonos, kilu lo kipel. So you have to do all four. Lefikach, nosan kulan ketiknon, v'achas lo ketiknon, psula vein boikaris. So therefore, if you did any three, you did three of them right. And one of them you did not do right, you did pigul, so it's psula vein boy kores. Why is it ein boy kores? Says Rashi. Look at Rashi. Lefika choyel v'chulam matiros ein zu materes v'loizu ve'ein zu mafageles v'loizu v'nosan kulam ketiknu b'shtika v'achas shloy ketiknu v'shnoi to machshav v'chutz mkoymoi v'chutz manoi. Posel shloy nita v'rishayin is ein boikores. Why? Shein achotz achoina mefaglosoi v'ksovar ein mefaglin v'chatzi matir. In other words, since we did already all the way in the beginning, but since you need all four to make the kapara, so then one hazor is only called a chatzi matir. It's not a full matir. In order to make it a full matir, in the chatois, hapnimiois, you need to have all four hazois. In order to have a kapara, you need to have all four sprinkling. And therefore, if you only do one of them, it's mefadlin b'chatzi matir, machlokes Reb Meir and Rabbanon, and this Mishnah holds that ain mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Arya, you following us? So he just came, so let me just tell you quickly what the Mishnah says. Basically, the Mishnah says that chatois on the outside, machlokes Beis Shammai Beisilel, if you need one b'di'evet or you need two b'di'evet, chatois on the inside, chatois hapnimius, everybody agrees that you need four on the four corners, and you need four b'di'eved, yeah, in order to be considered a sprinkling, you need to have four hazois on the four sides. And the Gemara says over here, if you hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, so in order you have to have pigul on all four of them. To have pigul only on one of them is not going to help. That's ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. You have to have pigul in the whole zrika, and therefore if you have only one of them, it's mefaglin b'chatzi matir, it's not going to work. Says the Gemara, on Lamed Chesam al-Beis, Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, b'shamay oimrim, shtei matonah shebechatas, the Beishamah says that only it becomes pigul since you hold ein mefaglin mechatzi matir, so it only becomes pigul if you have two matonos in the chatas and one in all the zvachim is matiros and mefaglos. It only becomes pigul if you have doing both hazois on the chatas. Since with the eved you need two in order to make it a zrika, so you have to have pigul, machshevet pigul on both. Right? That's what Gemara says. And Beisilo says, like the Mishnah says, that one is enough in chatos hachitzonios, one is enough, and therefore you can have machshavas pigul even in one zrika, because b'dieved that's considered enough. So Gemara says, maskel of v'shayim kein lisnayu gabi kule beishamai v'chumrei Beisilo. So why isn't this written down as one of the chumras of Beis Hillel and the kulas of Beis Shammai? Why? Because according to Beis Shammai, it's not pigul until when? Until you have both zrikas, both sprinklings on the chatas, on the outside. So therefore it's a chumra from Beis Shammai. So the Gemara answers, in other words, we're talking about over here, not when it's pigul, but to be matted a basur. Whatever the Gemara gives an answer. What? And this is the kula b'shamai, correct? Because it's not pigul until what's name? The Gemara says, no, we want to say, you know, speaking about being matted the basur. So it's a kula b'shil. Look after one, you already matted the basur. One sprinkle is enough, and according to b'shamai, you need two sprinkles in order to be matted the basur. That's what the Gemara answers. Says Tosfos, why are you telling me that two is a chumra of Beis Shammai, and one is a kula of Beis Hillel, right? No, why are you telling me that two is a kula of Beis Shammai? It's not pigul, and one is a chumra of Beis Hillel. It's already pigul. V'im toimau, eima mefaglos, hainu ba'achas mehen, ule Beis Hillel, b'rishay nedafka. In other words, maybe say that everybody holds your mefagil. In other words, maybe everybody holds you are mefagel b'chatzi matir. Now, according to everybody, you can be mefagel b'chatzi matir. One is enough to be mefagel. And then according to Beis Hillel, if by the first one, you did not have a kavana to be make pigul, right? And the second one, you have kavana to make pigul. So this first sprinkle, the chatas on the outside, the first one, you had no kavana for pigul. And the second one, you had kavanah for pigul. So according to Beis Hillel, what's the halacha? Is the animal pigul or not? No, because you missed the Mishnah. Because since the first one is enough, so then I made a zrika k'sherah, because one is enough. So even though the second one was pigul, but we hold mefaglin b'chatzi matir, but according to Beis Hillel, it's enough, the first one. So therefore Beis Hillel said, the animal is good. Mashenken kung to Beis Shammai in such a scenario, where you, the first one you did good, and the second one you did with a machshavas pigul, since Beis Shammai holds that you need to, so there, and Beis Shammai holds mefaglin b'chatzi matir, so come out pigul, so to chumra Beis Shammai. That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa gives an answer, whatever his answer is. But what do we see over here? Jonathan, here you hear now exactly, just in time, what Taisa is saying. The Gemara says that the chatas on the outside, you need two sprinklings, according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, but the evidence one is enough. The chatas on the inside, you need all four sprinkling. So Taisa wants to say that if you hold, you could be mefagel b'chatzi matir, that means that you can have pigul, even not in a full sprinkling, but even in b'chatzi matir, half a sprinkling. So Taisa says, according to Beis Shammai, even though you need two sprinkling to make something into pigul, if for chatos, but to make something pigul, you can even do it bechatzi matir in one sprinkling of the two. That's what Tosfos clearly says in our Gemara. That's what Tosfos asked the question. Yossi, you ask him? Is that what Tosfos is saying? That if you hold mefaglim bechatzi matir, that according to Beis Shammai, in one of the two hazois, you can have a machshavas pigul. And it comes out of chum, and that's his question, whatever his answer is. So somebody asked the Brisker Rav, now wait a second, Tosfos in Menachos, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph says, that even if you hold mefaglin b'chatzi matir, that means you can have a pigul on half an avoida, half the avoida. Gemara says about kaimetz and levoina, if you do them just on the kaimetz and not on the levoina, it's pigul b'chatzi matir. And Gemara says it works because machleik is remei rabbonon, if you say mefaglin b'chatzi matir. So Tosfos says over there, however, on the seven sprinklings that you need in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or on the Parochas, or Bein Abadim, in the seven Hazois that we do on Yom Kippur, there, even if you hold Mefaglin B'chatzi Matir, all seven is considered one, and you cannot, all seven are Ma'akev, and therefore you cannot have Pigul on one of the sprinklings. That's really not even a Chatzi Matir. Not even anything, that's not going to work. That's what Tosfos says in Menachos. Look at number three. Kol debein amadim, chashev chada. All seven sprinkles on between the staffs on the Aron is considered one. Uvechatzi hazois dipnim, and if you have a machsheves pigul only on half the hazois of the inside, one out of seven, or two out of seven, or three out of seven, kamoidi reb meyer, the loy have a pigul. That's not pigul. In other words, even if you hold mefagel b'chatzi matir, but it's got to be a davar shalem, and one out of seven sprinkles is not a davar shalem. That's what Tosfos says. Question? Oh, but that's what Tosfos says. Comes along somebody and asks the Brisker Rav a question. Now wait a second. One out of seven is not even called a pigul b'chatzi matir. Why? Because you need all seven are ma'akev. So what do you mean? According to Beis Shammai, both of them are ma'akev on the outside, and still Tosfos says that if you hold mefagel b'chatzi matir, one out of two is yes good. What's the difference? That's the question they asked the Brisker Rav. Look in Chidushei Mor and Riz HaLevi. That's in the Sefer, and this is in the stencils. And I'm not sure which one is clearer, so if I quote both, and we'll have to go through each one, maybe the nuances you can pick up. Look in 4a. V'hikshli echad maishno chatzi hazois dipnim mimatona achas bechatos alibe de beshamai the islehu de beshamai holds the bein on dafke shtei matonois umavur lehegi b'teisus vachan dafel amet ches. We just did that teisus. Dilinyan pigul im chishei ba'achas behem. If you had machshavas pigul in one of the two chatois, the zrikas of the chatos. Talim plukt der mev rabonen im fragen mach sie matim loy weil loy ham rine david ke hat sie kemes und mach mal sem is er is that clear tell me if the stencils it's clearer look at the here number 4 mukh im der hat sie kemes hat sie matim le khashiva wo adin gabe azo achas ma azo es apnim yes ve rak kol azo is ben avadim kiven david betreme kemes lo kein khashiv hat sie matim that's something else another hat sie matim if you do only in doing the 7 of the parochas you have pigul and not seven in Bein Abadim. That's called Chatzi Matir. But two of the seven of the Parochas is not even a Chatzi Matir. That's what Tosfos says. Because of them, Adam Rinpeg Beishamai, the Beishamai, the Sphere Lady, the Bechatzi Boy, the Akish Tematonis, Shtay Matonis, the Bechatzi Matis, the Faglois, Bain Shom Barash, the Tosfos, the Achaz, the Forget to name Bagam Chatzi Matir, Abel Ramay, the Tropic Bagam Chatzi Matir, the Spagla Pil Maton Achaz, the Beishamai, the Kosher, Maishno Mehazo Achaz, Mehazois, the Chatois Apnimius, the Kosratoises, they Mefaglin, Apilim Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. Same Kasha? Same Kasha. That's the question. In other words, Jonathan, you with us? Well, in other words, if you tell me that Tosfos says that you need a Dovah Shalem, in other words, even though you hold Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir, it has to be Dovah Shalem, and therefore, you can have, for example, in order to make this Parah, this Rika of this Parah, the par and the sar and Yom Kippurim, a whole bunch of zrikas. There's seven on the Parochas. There's seven Bein Abadim. There's four on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So there the Gemara says, each set is a Chatzi Matir.
So if you hold Mufagel Mechatzi Matir, if you have Pigul by all seven of the Proiches, without any of them by the Bein Abadim, that's Mufaglim Mechatzi Matir. The Gemara says, that's a Dover Sholem. It's not a Dover Sholem, because not all the Zrikas. You need all three of them, but at least one of them is considered a Chatzi Matir. However, Taisha says, to have one out of seven or two out of seven in that same set, that's not even Fagli Chatzi Matir. That's like a Chatzi Koimetz. That doesn't count for anything. That doesn't help. And the question is, that Taisha's Mefurish, a Diuk in Taisha's, from Taisha's Kasha in Lamed Chesem Beis, the Taisha says, according to Beis Shammai, says, you need two Zrikas on the Chatos, with the Eved, you need two. And nevertheless, the Gemara says, or Taisha's once say, that if you have Pigul in one of the two, that works, that's Mefagli Chatzi Matir. What's the difference? One out of two or one out of seven? Both them, two and seven, are both ma'akif. What's the pshat? Joe, you understand the question? What's the answer? No answer? Nothing? Clueless? Aryeh. The difference between Yom Kippur and everything else? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, if you want to be not a brisker, you'll say, well, Yom Kippur is different, right? You'll be not a brisker. If you want to say the Mizeach Achis and Mizeach Benimi, I'm going to teach you how to be a brisker and how to look Lagufa Shalinyan, and you'll see it's so simple, like I didn't want to give a shiur about it even because it's so simple. But it teaches you how to think in a certain straight way. I love it. Classic brisker Torah. So he said like this. There's a Gemara in Daf Lamates, Daf Mem. Let's see the Gemara together. Whole new Gemara. The Gemara says, part of it. The Gemara says, Kola Nisonim al Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Gemara talks about, in Lamed Tesamad Aleph, that all the blood that's sprinkled on Mizbeach HaPnimi, then you need all of them on Ma'akev. We're not talking about Yom Kippur. We're talking about Par Helem Dover Shal Tzibur, or Asher Nasi Yechto. Whenever you sprinkle on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Chatos, so you have to do on the four Kronos, I think, or you have to do on the four sides or something, or you have to do, whatever, two sides, whatever, two, that's four, but on the inside also, Chatos HaPnimi. Maybe you need four matandalot on the four kroners. So then, they're all ma'akif. Everybody says that. The Mishnah says that. So the Gemara learns, how do we know that? Ton Rabbonon, v'osa kasher osa. Look in Rashi. V'osa kasher osa, b'far helem dovo, l'achar shepirish boi kol maton es domoi, shono, lichtoi, v'osa lepal, kasher osa lepal chatos. What does it say? You should do to the par helam dovah shal tzibur like you did to the par chatas of the nasi. We know already what to do. Elakula ledrasha v'sar sehu. In other words, change it around and learn up the drasha. Da'akena motz the main kirsim kashas dama par the mashmachina yolif the lechos imidin niboy the milfei elav osa kashas also lichpoil bahazoves hazoy shaloi. To tell me that all these hazois, we repeat it, and the Gemara says that in Kachim, whenever something is shana akasev a second time, it's shana v'lov la'akev. So therefore, all the hazois are ma'akev. V'ochi mashma, kasher osaloi, kasher ksafi l'chav kalijos, v'shana le'em la'akev, shem chisel, if one of them is missing, it's no good. Another look in the Gemara, tan rabbonon, by the hazois on the inside of the Mizbeach, kasher osal ma'bo l'ilmoid, lichpoil b'hazosoi, v'lameid, and teach us, shem chiser achach mikola matonois, loy osev leklum, this is Gemara, that if you're missing on any of the sprinklings on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, or on the inside, loy osev leklum. So Gemara says, ein li ele matan sheva shem akvois b'chol mokoim, matan dalad minayim, I don't know, not only matan sheva, ala poreiche shem akvois b'chol mokoim lekamen mefarish. In other words, not only that the seven sprinklers on the Pareches are Makev, but Matan Dalet Minayin, look in Rashi, Matan Arba, She'ein Ma'akvois B'chatois Achitzoino, Kidam Rinel, Minayin She'ma'akvois B'chonei Sapnim, in other words, a regular Chatos that needs four sprinklers, we say, B'dievet is good enough, two according to B'shamai, according to B'shilu, one of them is enough, but nevertheless, on the inside, B'chonei Sapnimi, on the inside corners, in Mizbeach HaPnimi is Ma'akev. So in other words, Talmud Leimar, Kein Yas, Eloi Chos, V'kav Mein, Nidim Matan Sheva, Tzinim Matan Ava. In other words, I know seven is Ma'akev in every place, but four, which is usually not Ma'akev on the outside Mizbeach, how do I know that on the inside Mizbeach it is Ma'akev? Talmud Leimar, we learn, Kein Yas, V'oso, Kein Yas, we learn special Pasuk, that not just the seven are Ma'akev,
but the four are also makif. So the Gemara in Daf Mem continues on that. Omar Mar, the Gemara Daf Mem of Aleph, you have it, number six. Omar Mar, Ein Li Ele Matan Sheva Shemakvois, right? The Gemara says not only seven is makif b'chol mokoim, but how do I know four as well? So the Gemara says, Heicha, where exactly are Matan Sheva Ma'akvois? In other words, how do I know that the seven sprinklings are makif? The Gemara says, not only the seven of the parochis is makif, all seven. The Gemara says, like anywhere else, seven is makif. So the Gemara asks, how do I know everywhere else seven is makif? Heicha, where is that? Amrav Papa, where is seven makif? Do we know seven is makif? Bepora uvinegoyin, says Rashi. Bepora vihizo el noichach pnei oil moed, by where is that pora duma? Because of chuka liikuva. The pasuk says chuka achas, so it's liikuv. In other words, by pora duma it says seven times to sprinkle. Vihizo el noichach pnei oil moed sheva pomim, and it says chuka. Uvin negoyim, beluk shemen shamatzoira, vihizo min shemen bet boy. It also says seven times. So there we know seven is ma'akav where? By Pora Aduma and by Metzora. So therefore I know seven by Parochis is also ma'akav. Matan Arba Minayin. How do I know the four is ma'akav? Talmud Loima, Ken Yaseh. So Gemara said, wait a second. Maishno Matan Zayin. How do I know seven is ma'akav? Because Dichsivon Ukfeilon. Look at Rashi. Dichsivon Dehedya Ukfeilon. And repeats it. Va'ase Kasher Oso. So Matan Dalet Namiksivon Ukfeilon. So by four it also says, and it says Va'ase Kasher Oso. Kasher Takula Milsekoi. Mechtes Limute. In other words, why are you learning? You're saying seven is Poshet. That's Makav. How do I know? B'chol Makim. So Gemara says, but four, how do I know? So the Gemara says, Va'ase, because it says Ken Yase or something. So Gemara says, wait a second, how do you know seven is makif? Because it gets repeated again, so four also gets repeated again. So Taisa asks a question, what do you mean? We said the reason why four is makif, seven is makif, not because it gets repeated again, because we find it b'chal mokim, that seven is makif. So can Taisa says, Tema, kiven de b'chsivan v'kfeilin tali milser, since you're telling me the reason why it's makif, because it says v'osa kasher osa, it gets repeated, Amai Tali Rebbe time of the Brisa, Bemesha Akva is b'chol mokim. Why does Rebbe say the reason why seven is makif? Because by Parah and by Mitzvah is makif. What do you mean? It's Ksivan Ukfeilon. So Tay says, Miyesh Leimah, the Leitem, the Nail of Matan Alba, Mi Matan Sheva. In other words, the reason why we say other places, because don't learn four from seven. You cannot learn four from seven, because seven, the reason why it's makif, besides the fact that it's repeated again, the reason why seven is makif is because b'chol mokim seven is makif. So don't learn four from seven. So how do we know four? And the Gemara learns it from a pasuk.
How is it called mokim by seven?
Because it says chuka and it says mitzera. So the question is that as the Brisker Rav, that the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. Why is seven more of a yichus than four? What's the difference seven or four? Because it's seven and not four? I mean, if seven is ma'akif, so why, and why is seven ma'akif pareches? Because b'chol mokim, seven is ma'akif. So why is four not ma'akif? What's the difference? If the Torah says that all these hazois are ma'akif, so why would I think that four is not ma'akif? Why do I have to learn it from seven? I don't fully get his question, but look at number seven. Maybe we'll get it together. Hagemara tzoch dior, maya difusa de matan zayin mi matan dalet. Why seven is the some mile to seven opposed to four? Because shame hamispa goyrim de liakif? Cause it's seven, so it's goyrim, it causes it to be makif? Umayze de koma, shema'akvus b'chol mokoim. Oh, you know why seven by parochis is makif? Is because in all the places, by other places also makif. B'pola v'nigoyim. V'chigu v'didu talia b'zeh, sheshom hamispa shalem uzayim? Is it because seven and seven? Umali mamispa uzayin or dalet. Who cares if it's seven or four? In other words, v'nei b'sugisham maishno matan zayin d'chsiv mikfeilon. Matan dami nami k'siv mikfeilon. Uv'teitesham teima, kivin d'chsiv mitfeilet al milser, amai tali rebi taim ed b'raise, meh makshus b'chol mokim. V'yesh laim ed leitem nerav dal matan dami tan zayin. Harei, the noktu zeis lepircha. The zeshem akhtu chal mokaim te zeis pircha. In other words, oh, maybe seven is makiv because it's makiv seven in other places. The loy neilif minayu lematan dalat. In other words, and therefore don't learn four from seven. Mitzachim the eze pircha yizeis. Usually there's a pircha, oh yeah, don't learn from Pareiches, because Pareiches is better. Why? Because other places is also makif. She says, mali mismazain or mismacher. Just because we find other places that is makif, so why is four not makif the same way as seven is makif? You tell me seven Pareiches is better because we find other sevens that's makif. So what is it, why does it make it more chumr, the seven of Pareiches, as opposed to everything else? The same way the seven teaches me other places is ma'akif, so learn four is ma'akif from the other seven as well. In other words, why would I only think seven is ma'akif and not four? A number is a number, who cares? See, so tell me, you know why seven of Pareiches is ma'akif? Because we find other places that things are ma'akif. So learn the four from the other places. No, that you can't. Only seven from seven and not four from seven. Like, what's the difference? Why would it, what's the 7 to 7? Because it's 7? It's an automatic number, the old 7 is makif?
Clearly different.
I know, what's the difference? That's his question. It's just a number. You tell me that you know why Pareiches is makif, because we find other places it's makif. So learn 4 that's makif, because we find other places makif. Because that's 7 and that's 4? Like, he doesn't understand why, because something is 7, it should be more makif than 4?
I don't understand the question.
Joe, you understand the question?
He's saying that there are several other places where seven is makif. So there's something special about seven.
What is it?
He doesn't get it.
He cannot make peace with the fact that for some reason seven is a magical number. The way he learns it is that, oh, why Pareich is makif? Because we find other places that the number of hazois is makif. Oh no, but that's only to tell me why Pareich is makif and not matan dalet. Like, why not? So find other places that hazois are makif, so say all hazois are makif. No, only Pareich is you can learn from that. He doesn't want to learn your svara. The seven is a magical number. What's the svara? What's the chumra of seven, a magical number? Explain to me. He doesn't go with that. I know you're going in that direction. Doesn't want to go there. Parit makif and mitzerit makif. We learned here.
From that derivation of seven by a click,
I'm telling you that he has a hard time thinking that just because something, the way he looks at it as from a glass perspective is that you tell me, we see from over here that all the hazois on the inside of makif. So we say Pareiches is on the inside. Dalit on the Mizbech HaPnimi on the inside. So we say, oh no, don't learn from Mizbech HaPnimi from Pareiches, because Pareiches is Ma'akev, because other Hazois is Ma'akev. What other Hazois are Ma'akev? Paraduma and Mitzera. So why can't you learn the same way you learn that? You learn this. He doesn't want to learn 4 and 7.
You just said it yourself. Those three have something in common.
What do they have in common? Then number 7? That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. He says, what chumra is there to the number 7 as opposed to the number 4? No chumra whatsoever. You're not telling me there's a new halacha over there specifically, so you tell me that Pareiches is special because we find it in other places. Doesn't say number 7. We find in other places Hazaz Ma'akiv. So learn from 4 that we find in other places Hazaz Ma'akiv, and therefore learn 4 from these other places as well. No, that we can't do. Why is there such a separation? What's going on over here? That's his question. Now, you might not like his question. If you hear the answer, you'll see that it's poshut. So he says, maybe look at number 7b, maybe it's a little clear. He brings down Tosfos. V'tzachim, eize tam hu leimah, de matan zayin ma'akif, that 7 by Pareich is ma'akif, mishum de motzinu chiyai gavne, gabe poro, de minyan zayin ha'rzois ma'akif v'shom. Umay adifusa de matan zayin de la'akif, mishum de matzinu gabe azos de porish ma'akev shom aminyan zayin azos umay shaykhes umatan zayin de yemek yipurim lematan zayin de porim in the goyim, because it's a number 7, so what? Jonathan, you hear his question. come on, you're Yashar, without all the himmy-jimmy, seven, this, I mean, you're right, maybe if you learn a different way, then you'll say, what do you mean, seven, shleimus, four, that, but that's not kachim. So what's going on over here? You understand this question? Right? Oh. Says the Biskrov, very poshut, and he has rias to this. It must be, says the Biskrov, that seven works differently than four. And listen to his svara, so glatt, so beautiful. He says, the halacha of four hazois on the Mizbeach is a halacha that the carbon needs four hazois. Right? The carbon is not good unless you have hazo over here, hazo over here, hazo over here, and hazo over here. The four are not connected to each other, but all four are ma'akev in the carbon. So the four hazos is an ikuv in the carbon. That's the halacha of four hazos, that's ma'akev. Says the Biskrov, the halacha of seven, that's ma'akev, is not a halacha in the carbon. It's a halacha in the number seven. That the seven are connected to each other. That there is no seven unless you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. In order to make the number seven, in order to make the seven hazos, it's an ikuv in the hazah. That the seven is a full thing, that unless you have all seven, you don't even have one hazah. If you have one out of four, you have one hazah. But the carbon is no good, because you need four separate hazahs. Masha'in came by the seven, unless you have all seven, you don't have one hazah. It's not one hazah, it's one hazah that's made up out of seven. It's a din in the hazah, it's not a din in the carbon. And he has rayas to that. Joe, you're laughing. It's so emes lamitoy. He has five rayas to that, and he's emes lamitoy. And he said like this. He said, for example, what's the case of seven? On poroiches, right? So there's a concept of minyan. Achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh. The seven is not a din ikub in the carbon, that the carbon is not complete until I hit all seven things individually. It comes as a team of seven, that has seven azois, or all seven one shlemus, then unless you had all seven, you have nothing. And you need achas v'achas, and achas v'shtayim, and achas v'sholosh, in order to make it a minyan of seven. The seven is each hazoz ma'akif to the number seven, otherwise you don't have any hazoz, that's one raya. Joe, you hear the raya? To din in the seven, in the minyan. Another raya says, if you have seven kohanim, right, who are sprinkling each one a hazah at the same time, is that going to work? Said no. Because even though you have seven hazahs, it's not a minyan of seven. A minyan of seven is one kohen to sprinkle all seven hazahs. And therefore, if you have seven kohanim, each one making one hazah, not going to work. Mashenkin on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, if you have four kohanim, each one sprinkle one hazah on all four corners, that would work. Because this is a ikuv in the carbon. The carbon needs four hazahs. And it's an ikuv in the number seven. So, such a glass of art, I love it. Look inside, over here. Vashem nireh, number eight. Vashem mezeh nireh. De be'etzem, hachetze shel hazois, choluk matan zayin, mi matan dalet. De mi matan dalet, eina arbo hazois shayochoi ze lezeh. The four hazois are not connected one to the other. V'rak de lehetzer hakorben, boi sheyeh arbo hazois. Ve'ein nafkemina besidron uminyanon. There's no difference on the order or the number. You have to have four in order to have the carbon okay. Avo b'matan zayin haminyan shel sheva ma'akev be'etzem ha'azois. Deb'inon sheyesh sheva ha'azois kesidron. Haynu, shezu tiye rishoyno, vezu tiye shniyo, at shviyas. V'hazo rishoyno tzrichos l'chol ha'azayin ha'azois, deb'lav ochi lo'y mikri rishoyno. You don't have first unless you have a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh. It's all ma'akev to each other to the number seven. That's the chefza of the hazah of what's the name? Of Yom HaKippurim. It's such a pasha devart and it's so correct. You're all trying to figure out Yom Kippur is different than the whole year. Pnimi is different than Chiseini. No. The hazah of four is a hazah in the carbon. You need four hazahs in the carbon. The hazah of seven and Yom Kippur, all seven are hazos, are ma'akiv to themselves. Now, unless you have seven hazos, you don't have a first, you don't have a second, you need all seven to make it a number of seven. It's ma'akiv not in the carbon, it's ma'akiv in the hazos itself. Look how he says it in the sefer, number nine. V'anira leima bezeh. the shani chatzi matois defnim mi maton achas dechatos libre shamai. That's on the outside. The gabe shtei matonis dechatos. There's two matonis on the outside or four on the inside. Nei the svir libre sham din shtayim dafki likuva. Aber koladin urak b'hakorban. The korban boy shtei matonis or on the inside four. Ushtein ma'ak boys boy. Aber matonis atmon leka shum din shachas teizkuke lechaverta. It's not that one needs the other by all four. You need to do four, but it's not that the first one needs the second one. Rakol achas lechud de kaimo. Vein behem shum din ikuv mizeh lezeh. Mashenkem vazoi shebefnim, devein abadim d'proiches, kivin echazin and denehemu hu gam din minyan. There's a concept that you have to count it, so it's all seven. It's a din number counting in the seven am akav to themselves. And that's number 8a. The shiny matan zayim mi'mayt and dalit b'yisay dinon ve'atzmusam. The difference in their etzem, chepsa of the thing. The b'matan dalit leka din begufa matonais atzmon shiyu dalit dafka. Ve'ena mispa din b'ha matonais sh'achas seitzkicha l'chaverto rakol achas l'chuda kaimo. Masha'en din b'matan zayim ha'mispa sheva hu din begufa matonais atzmon u'ma'akva zu azu. V'zeh adav anoik b'chol matan zayin shebetoiro. D'bekula ha-mispa hudin be'etzem ha-chetze. And that's, he has two rayas. One raya he has from the Gemara says, in Yuma, the Gemara says you have to count achas, achas, achas. The whole machlekes, where you have to count achas with all the other ones. But all seven of them, for sure have to be part of the minyan. Whole question is that the first one have to be achas, achas ve'achas, achas v'shtayim. So machlekes, if the first one has to be with all seven, but that has to be a minion on the seven, clearly you need. So you see that the seven is a din, the ma'akiv to each other. Each one is to each other. So, glass, yes, you don't think? So, push it. I don't think we didn't get it ourselves.
Yeah, but I don't like it.
Why not?
Because it's very hard to wrap yourself around that azok can be split up into seven. It is an azok, it's a mice azok.
And the azok is four separate ones. The carbon needs four azok.
Translating that we're not calling it a six azok.
Which one?
The seven azok.
He says that it's the number seven.
Number
what?
Seven,
it's one mice azor, but it's made up of seven. But all seven are connected to each other.
It's a huge chiddush because
he's not right about.
Yeah, we see other places that must be that be counting. So we see this concept. It's not a mice azor.
It is a mice azor. It is. It is.
We're calling it seven, but it's one.
It's each one is tricha lechaverto. You need to have seven, exactly.
I'm saying it's a very tough rap.
But
because you're taking seven, you're taking four. What's my not doing?
Right, we're four and seven, exactly. Exactly.
So you don't like numbers, we don't like numbers.
Forget the number four. If you don't cover every corner of the Mizbeah,
that's right. Right. Correct, yeah, but correct. Because the big difference. Because you haven't done the carbon right.
I don't care how many.
No, but you haven't done the carbon right. It's halacha, the carbon needs all four kronos have to be hit. But there's no halacha, the first karen and the second karen, the third karen, one is connected to the other. One, two, three, four. Here he says, unless you have one, you don't have two, three, four, five, or six, or seven. Each one is connected to the number.
If I don't do the right corner, then it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, the carbon is no good. The carbon is no good. But it's not halacha in the number. That number has to, successive has to follow the other. It's a davar shel number. You understand what I'm saying? I understand. He doesn't get it. I don't know why not. Joe, so.
For that?
What?
If I only did three of the corners and I left one uncovered.
Correct.
Did I do azoya properly?
No.
So it's okay.
But it's lacking in the carbon. It's lacking in the carbon.
But still, the azoya is incomplete.
But the number four is not for the. Exactly. The nafka mina is going to be, by the way, Joe. What's going to be the nafka mina? We're going to get to that at the end. If it's called mefaglin b'chatzi matir, very simple, right? That's the whole point. That's exactly what he's saying. But he has rice. Let's see. Let me show you the rice. Why not? Matir, it's matir de kapara, whatever it is. But you need all seven.
But then you can make the same argument. If he needs all seven to be matir, and he doesn't do all seven, the carbon's no good.
Correct. Correct. I understand. No, I know, but here, no, he said, but here, that's the point. The point is not even a chatzi matir. Why one out of seven is not even called a chatzi matir, but one out of four is yes called a chatzi matir. Right? We're talking about chatzi matirs over here, not talking about full matirs. Correct. There's no full matir until you finish all four, until you finish all seven. But for some reason, one out of seven is not called a chatzi matir, and one out of four is called a chatzi matir. And he says, because seven, the halacha of four is a din in the carbon. Meaning, the carbon needs all four. There's no connection between the first, second, third, and fourth. But besides the carbon needing all seven, you don't have a number until you have seven. The halacha is you have to have a number of seven. He calls it shleimus. Right, maybe you're right. Meaning, the halacha is that the Torah is makbet to have a minion. The Torah is makbet. Now that, look at what he says over here. He says, okay, that's the what's the name? About the paraduma. Same idea. It says, by the paraduma, it says there's seven kahanim sprinkle. It says, vizo apnei oil moed nechach sheva pamim. So it says, if the kahanim sprinkle seven times, each one a different azah, it's not going to work. Same idea. You need a davar of seven. By paraduma, he says that. Not only that, but the Gemara learns in the Sifri, the Gemara says that, how do you know you need seven by paraduma that is ma'akev? So the Rambam quotes it, the Rambam says, by paraduma. Sheva pomim, sheyu ma'akev zuzu, shayib din hove, nemu hazoyez v'vnim, nemu hazoyez v'chutz, ilo mati v'vnim, yeshay ma'akev zuzu, apitetje, etc., etc., tamud leima, sheva pomim, sheyu ma'akev zuzu. We learn from the fact that it says sheva pomim, that they're ma'akev. And the Bishop Rav says, how do we see from the word sheva pomim, that's ma'akev? The question number one. Question number two, our Gemara says that paradum is ma'akev because of chukah, not because of zayin pomim. So he says they're two separate things, two separate dinim. The fact that it's ma'akev in the carbon, you need all seven to be done, that we learn from chukah. But the fact that there's a separate halacha that the Frisbee tells us, besides the halacha that's ma'akev in the carbon, you need all seven, otherwise you don't have a carbon, and that's chukah, there's another halacha, zayin pomim, that you don't have hay pomim, you don't have a sixth time unless you have a first and a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth. That's what zayin pomim tells me, that it's a number, it's something to the mispar seven, that it's all considered, one follows, each one follows the other, and unless you have all seven, you're not mekayim the din, zayin pomim. That's the answer question. Agmar says chukah, it means ma'akev. And here the Sifri says zayin pomim. The answer is two separate dinim. One is chukah is telling me it's ma'akev in the carbon. The other one, zayin pomim, is that it's halacha, that it's not even a number. It's not even called the fifth time, and he brings a raya from the Sifri, that if you did the sixth instead of the seventh, yet kavana, it doesn't work. Why? Because one has to follow the other. That is raya. In other words, if you do shviyas, and you thought it was the shishi, it's no good.
That pomim I can understand.
Why? Because each one is a palm, yeah. Each one is a palm of the seven. So that's how he explains it. Correct one. Exactly. He said each one is a palm. Maybe explain it that way. Each one, pomim tells me that each one has to be a palm of all seven. But that's really what you're saying. That all seven is considered like one atah. And hence, one out of seven is not even a chatzi matir. Right? The whole matir is poreches, bein abadim, and the mizbech. So chatzi matir should be one set. The answer is no. Only a set is a chatzi matir. But even less than a set is not even a chatzi matir because not even pomim. That's the way he explains it. And therefore he says, just turn up to Gemara, number 39. And then it comes to answer our kasha. V'heinein divra Gemara v'atoysis, the efshel emele matan dal mi matan zayin in Yikuva. You can learn four from seven. Kiven the shan, 39, in Sefer is always much clearer. Kiven the shnoyon hein, the different shanyon hein, be'etzim ha'chevtze shalahen. Four is different than seven in their chevtze. The reason why the Gemara can learn four from the seven is because they're different in the chepser. Ve'ena kavanda lechalek bein amispar uzayin oidalet. Not because seven or four are different numbers. Ra'ika kavanda hi, the matan zayin shanyon is different b'dinayu. The hamispar utnai v'din ve'etzema azois atmon mash'enke v'matan dalet k'moyshe kosavnu. Seven, it's a tnai in the number itself. It's a pomim, it's one part of seven as opposed to four. And based on that, he wants to say, by the way, he says the Rambam says the same thing. Look in the Rambam number 14a. Perek Sheni. Kol Adom Nitena Tonim Avzeach Apnimi. Imchos Achman Lo Yikiper. Ele Kulon Hen Iker Kaporam. Sherei Kosev Hikpil Ad Minyonom Shenemar Sheva Pomim. He's talking about, I guess, on Yom Kippur. So he says, why do I know it's Makbid? How do I know it counts? Shatoyle Hikpil Ad Minyonom Shenemar Sheva Pomim. Why didn't you say it? Very simple? You need all seven, just like you need all four. He's adding on, Tere Hikbid Aminyanon, Sheva Pomim. Bottom line is, Rishkov says, with this, I understand very well the kasha that somebody asked me. If somebody asked me a question, why is not Chatzi Matir, one out of two by Beis Shammai? It's called Chatzi Matir, as opposed to one out of seven. It's not called Chatzi Matir, it's not even anything. Says Rishkov, very simple. Val Kaponim, Harein is Par, look at number 15. Mach de Pore, de Cholhecha, de Nema, Minyan Sheva, Ein Perushoi. Again, Sheye Bakobim, Zayin Hazois Nifrodois. When it says seven, it doesn't mean you need seven separate ones. Ragbina shezu tehei rishoino, vzu tehei shniyo, k'mash kuzul rash, l'sheva k'siv k'sidron. And if he's a rei poshin, mash kusavnu l'mala. The ikub eino rak ba'kobin levad, v'loi mahani maish istafu ba'kobin, v'yu ba'kobin zayin zois. In other words, not just that you need to be mitzar of all seven azois to make a good carbon, rak azois atmon kulu tchichos lahadodi, da rishoino oisen sa shniyo l'shniyo, v'chein kulu ad zayin azois. In other words, that's what it says. If you only do one, it's not even a full kaimitz. It's not even a chatzi matir. Because one needs the other one to make it into a davar. And therefore, that's called a chatzi matir. Very precious.
It's the number that's critical.
Correct.
With the four, you're supposed to cover the chronos. Just so happens there are four chronos.
You say it like that? Right? Well, by the way, what you're saying, and the reason is, if it's a number, so then you can say, if it's a number that's critical, so number, unless you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're not going to have 6 and 7. My shaker, when it comes to chronos, this Karen, it's not connected to that Karen. It happens to be four kronos, and you need four kronos to be makiv in the carbon. Correct. 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 You can even have four kahanim hitting the four kronos. Mashiach is seven. It's the number, not the shleimus seven spiritual himi jimmy. Seven. It's the number. Four. It happens to be four. You need four to makiv in the carbon, but it's not the numbers. He likes to have the deeper meaning behind it, but that's the concept of seven.
Why is seven the number?
Okay, that's another question. But that's it. Anyway, I thought it was very, very glatte concept, Miskrov. Now we know hazois by Zrika. Not all hazois are created equal. That's the bottom line.